Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Have you ever observed how a river flows from its source? Gently at first, then gathering momentum as it journeys towards the ocean. This river does not begin its journey with the might it displays when it reaches its end. It starts with a simple, humble beginning, gradually growing stronger and more forceful with each tributary it meets. This scenario mirrors our lives and how starting with God can transform our paths, leading to unforeseen strength and blessings. Today, I will explore the transformative power of beginning our endeavors, decisions, and journeys with God at the forefront. By placing Him first, we embark on a path that is not only guided by His wisdom, but is also filled with His unfailing strength and provision. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the book of Isaiah 40, verse 31, it is written, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Just as the river finds its strength as it moves forward, so too can we find unparalleled strength by beginning our journey with God. Now, when we talk about beginning with God, it's essential to recognize this as a conscious choice to prioritize our relationship with Him above all else. This decision impacts every aspect of our lives, from the ordinary to the significant. This daily commitment to begin with God sets the tone for the day, aligning our thoughts and actions with God's desires for us. My friends, when we begin with God, we lay a foundation that is both unshakable and fortified against the trials and tribulations of life. Imagine building a house on sand versus building it on solid rock. The house on sand may falter with the first strong wind, but the house on the rock stands firm. Matthew 7, verses 24 to 25 tells us, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended. The floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." This scripture underscores the importance of starting our life's work, our decisions, and our journey with God as our foundation. Beginning with God also means consulting Him in prayer before making decisions. It's about seeking His will through His Word. which serves as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, as stated in Psalm 119, verse 105. When we start our day, our projects, or even our relationships with prayer, we invite God into the process. We acknowledge our dependence on Him and our need for His guidance. This act of humility opens the door for God to work in and through us, leading us in the way we should go. Also, starting with God helps us to align our desires with His. Often, we pursue our plans and ask God to bless them afterward. However, when we begin with God, we learn to desire what He wants for us, which is always better than what we want for ourselves. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 reminds us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God's plans for us are filled with hope and prosperity. By aligning our start with His will, we position ourselves to receive the fullness of His blessings. Starting with God also means trusting in His timing. Just like the river that starts small and grows as it travels, our journeys with God may start with small steps of faith. These steps, guided by patience and trust in His perfect timing, lead to greater blessings than we could ever imagine. As we begin with God, we must remember that He is the author and finisher of our faith, as declared in Hebrews 12, verse 2. He knows the beginning from the end, and by placing our trust in Him from the start, we allow His perfect will to unfold in our lives. In our personal lives, this principle of starting with God can transform our approach to challenges and opportunities alike. When faced with a difficult decision, starting with prayer and seeking God's guidance can lead to peace and clarity. When embarking on a new venture, dedicating it to God from the beginning can pave the way for success that glorifies Him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
This approach doesn't guarantee a life free from hardship, but it does promise that God will be with us every step of the way, providing strength, guidance, and comfort as we reflect on our lives and the decisions we face. Let us be encouraged to start with God. Let us seek His will first, trust in His timing, and build our lives on the solid foundation of His Word. By doing so, we will find ourselves on a path marked by divine strength, guidance, and blessings beyond measure. Just as the river finds its power and purpose as it flows, so too will our lives as we begin with God. My dear friends, I urge you to ponder on the areas of your life that need a fresh start with God at the center. Whether it's a new project, a relationship, a personal goal, or to start each new day, invite Him into the process. Pray for His guidance, seek His will through His Word, and trust in His timing. Remember, when we start with God, the journey ahead is filled with promise, hope, and an outpouring of His blessings. Now, let us turn our attention to walking by faith and not by sight, another important aspect of beginning with God. Embarking on a journey with God at the helm requires a deep-seated faith that surpasses what we can physically see or comprehend. This faith is beautifully captured in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, which states, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Walking by faith means trusting in God's sovereignty and goodness, even when our circumstances seem daunting or the path ahead is obscured by the unknown. It's about believing in God's promises and His ability to lead us to places that we could never reach on our own. When we decide to walk by faith, we accept God's invitation to experience the fullness of life that He has planned for us. This decision often involves stepping out of our comfort zones and into the unknown, trusting that God will not lead us astray. It's similar to a child taking their first steps, uncertain yet inspired by their parents' encouraging presence. Our Heavenly Father, much like a loving parent, beckons us to move forward in faith, promising His unwavering support and guidance. Walking by faith also entails waiting on God's timing. In a world that prizes instant gratification, waiting on the Lord can be a challenging endeavor. Yet, Isaiah 40, verse 31, assures us of the strength that comes from this waiting, likening it to eagles that soar high on the winds without wearying. This verse not only promises renewed strength, but also a divine elevation above life's challenges, all possible when we place our trust in God's timing. Also, walking by faith allows us to witness God's provision and miracles in our lives. The story of Abraham in Genesis 22 is a profound example. When asked to sacrifice his son Isaac, Abraham proceeded with unwavering faith in God's goodness and faithfulness. His trust was not misplaced, for God provided a ram as a substitute for Isaac at the last moment. Abraham's journey underscores the profound outcomes when we obey God's call, even when it defies human logic or understanding. In our personal lives, choosing to walk by faith can lead to remarkable transformations. It could mean pursuing a calling that seems beyond our capabilities, trusting that God will equip us for the task. Or it could involve forgiving someone who has wronged us, believing in God's healing and restoration. Walking by faith is not about ignoring our reality. It's about seeing our circumstances through God's perspective, where all things are possible. This faith-filled walk with God also deepens our relationship with Him As we rely more on God and less on our own understanding, we grow in intimacy with Him. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6 encourages us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. This trust forms the bedrock of our faith journey, leading to a life that is directed and blessed by God. Walking by faith, not by sight, might seem daunting at first. It requires a surrender of our plans, our timing, and our control. However, this surrender opens the door to a life of divine guidance, provision, and peace. It allows us to experience God's power in ways that defy human understanding, revealing His glory through our lives. As we continue on our journey with God, let us be encouraged to take bold steps of faith, trusting in His unfailing love and promises. Let us wait on His timing, confident in the strength and renewal it brings. And let us look forward to witnessing the miraculous ways in which God works in and through our lives when we choose to walk by faith. Let us now look at the joy of yielding to God's will. The ultimate outcome of starting with God and walking by faith manifests in the joy and fulfillment that come from surrendering to His will. This act of surrender, though seemingly contrary, leads to the greatest freedom and satisfaction one can experience. Just as Jesus taught in Matthew 16, verse 25, "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." This profound truth highlights the essence of true fulfillment found in surrendering our lives to God's divine plan. Yielding to God's will requires a trust that goes beyond our immediate desires and understanding. It's about believing that God, who created us and knows us intimately, has a plan for our lives far better than anything we could devise on our own. This surrender is not a passive, but an active entrustment of our lives into God's hands, believing in His love, wisdom, and sovereignty. The joy of this surrender is exemplified in the life of Joseph. From being sold into slavery by his brothers to being wrongfully imprisoned in Egypt, Joseph's journey was filled with trials. Yet, he remained faithful to God, and in Genesis 50, verse 20, he could proclaim to his brothers, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about, as it is this day, to save many people alive." Joseph's story teaches us that yielding to God's will, even in adversity, can lead to God's greater purpose being fulfilled through our lives. Yielding to God also involves embracing His timing and plans over our own. In the fast-paced world we live in, waiting on God and submitting to His timing can be challenging. However, the peace and assurance that come from knowing we are in God's will far outweigh the fleeting satisfaction of following our own paths. The story of David, from shepherd boy to king of Israel, underscores the virtue of patience and submission to God's timing. Anointed as king at a young age, David waited years before he actually took the throne, facing numerous challenges along the way. Yet, his faithfulness and submission to God's timing led to a reign marked by God's blessing and favor. Furthermore, yielding to God's will brings an inner peace and contentment that the world cannot give. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7 encourages us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This peace is a testament to the trust we place in God when we surrender our desires and plans to Him. Embracing God's will also molds us into the likeness of Christ, refining our character and deepening our faith. As we yield to God, we learn to love more deeply, serve more selflessly, and give more generously. This transformation not only benefits us personally, but also impacts those around us, spreading the love and light of Christ through our lives. My dear friends, as we journey with God, let us strive to yield to His will with joy and trust. Let us surrender our plans, dreams, and desires to Him, confident in His goodness and faithfulness. By doing so, we open ourselves to a life of divine purpose, peace, and fulfillment that only God can provide. Now, starting our journey with God also invites us to live in communion with the Holy Spirit. As we journey through beginning with God, walking by faith and yielding to His will, we need to pay close attention to the critical role of living in communion with the Holy Spirit. This communion is the lifeline that connects us to the heart of God, empowering and guiding us in our daily walk. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, teacher, and the one who empowers us to live a life that reflects Christ. In John 14, verse 26, Jesus promised, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." This divine Helper is with us, leading us into all truth and enabling us to navigate the challenges of life with wisdom and discernment. Living in communion with the Holy Spirit means being sensitive to His leading and promptings. It involves daily surrendering our wills and desires to be aligned with God's. This relationship is cultivated through prayer, meditation on God's Word, and obedience to His commands. As we deepen our connection with the Holy Spirit, we find ourselves more attuned to God's voice and more capable of discerning His will for our lives. Also, the Holy Spirit endows us with spiritual gifts designed to edify the church and advance God's kingdom. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 7 highlights the diversity of these gifts and their purpose. It reminds us there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Embracing the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given us allows us to fulfill our God-given roles within the body of Christ, contributing to its growth and the spread of the gospel. Living in communion with the Holy Spirit also means bearing the fruit of the Spirit, which Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23 describe as love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These attributes should permeate our lives, influencing our actions and interactions as we allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through us. We become more like Jesus, reflecting His character and love to the world around us. The journey of faith is not one we walk alone. The Holy Spirit is our constant companion, providing comfort in times of sorrow, strength in times of weakness, and correction when we stray from God's path. He is the seal of our salvation and the guarantor of our inheritance in Christ, as we are assured in Ephesians 1 verses 13 to 14. In this beautiful communion, we find the strength to face each day with confidence, knowing that we do not rely on our own power, but on the power of the Holy Spirit within us. We are called to be light in a dark world, and it is through the Holy Spirit's indwelling presence that we can shine brightly, offering hope and pointing others to the love of Christ. My dear friends, the journey of faith is both challenging and rewarding. It calls us to deep trust, unwavering faith, and complete surrender to God's will as we commit to beginning with God, walking by faith and yielding to His will. Let us do so with the confidence that He who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus, as we are reminded in Philippians 1 verse 6. May we be encouraged to pursue this journey with perseverance, knowing that the Lord is with us every step of the way, guiding, providing, and blessing us as we seek to live according to His purpose. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, the author and perfecter of our faith, I come before you with a heart full of praise and adoration. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Your majesty fills the heavens and the earth, and your glory is beyond understanding. You spoke the world into existence, and by your word everything is sustained. Your power is unmatched, and your wisdom knows no bounds. I exalt your holy name, for you alone are worthy of all honor, praise, and adoration. I give thanks to you, Lord, for your unfailing love and mercy that are new every morning. Thank you for the gift of life, for the breath in my lungs, and for your amazing grace. Your goodness and faithfulness have been my shield and buckler. In your presence, I find joy and peace that surpass all understanding. I am grateful for the countless ways that you have blessed me and my loved ones and provided for us. Lord, I come before you seeking forgiveness for my sins. I acknowledge my shortcomings and the times I have walked in disobedience to your word. Forgive me, Father, for the moments I have relied on my own understanding instead of trusting in you. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness, anger, or resentment. I am grateful, Lord, for your forgiveness and love that sets my heart free. Lord, empower me to put you first in everything. I choose to walk by faith, not by sight, trusting in your sovereign plan for my life. I rebuke every spirit of fear, doubt, and confusion that tries to lead me away from the path you have set before me. In the name of Jesus, I bind every attack of the enemy aimed at derailing my faith and my focus on you. I declare that I am a child of God, bought with the precious blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lord, as I yield to your will, I pray for the grace to embrace the journey that you have for me with joy and perseverance. I ask for your guidance and wisdom in every decision I make, aligning my desires with yours. Lord, pour out your Spirit upon me, empowering me to live a life that honors you. I declare. Healing over my body, mind, and spirit, and I rebuke and bind every form of sickness, disease, or infirmity in the name of Jesus. I pray for your protection over me and my loved ones. Shield us from the attacks of the enemy, and let no evil befall us. Bless us abundantly, providing for our needs according to your riches in glory. I pray for healing over those who are sick, comfort for those who are grieving, and provision for those in need. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking that you would meet us at our point of need. Strengthen our faith, increase our trust in you, and guide our steps. Help us to begin each day with you, to walk confidently in faith, and to fully surrender to your will. We praise your holy name. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.